You're listening to SBS News.
Today, Australia has thousands of standards that cover almost every aspect of life, from flood and flushable wipes to sunscreen and scaffolding. For the past 100 years, Standards Australia has been at the forefront of the response to some of our nation's most tragic events and the construction of iconic projects. And it predicts 4,000 new standards will be required in the next decade to ensure a safe, productive and sustainable future. But what are standards and how do they work? Standards Australia CEO Adrian O'Connell says the first standards in Australia were created in 1922.
Put simply, standards are documents that set out guidelines that aim to ensure products, services and systems are safe, consistent and reliable. Since the first Australian standard in 1922, which guided the types of materials used in the construction of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, thousands of standards have been implemented covering products and industries as diverse as tennis court lighting, ballpoint pens and renewable energy. Today, Australia has thousands of standards that cover almost every aspect of our lives, keeping workers and citizens safe and ensuring a more productive and sustainable economy.
He says standards must adapt to things like changes in climate and the economy.
We predict we're going to need 4,000 new standards in the next decade to safeguard our way of life. Some examples of where standards are being developed include responding to climate change, ensuring a safe and secure digital economy, and fast-tracking Australia's transition to alternative energy sources such as hydrogen, wind and solar.
He says Standards Australia is also working with other standards organisations around the world to develop international standards. Karine Riley-Takos, General Manager of Operations at Standards Australia, says the organisation has produced standards for some of Australia's most famous monuments.
Essentially, everything that touches our lives have a standard underpinning it, whether it's, you know, the beds that we sleep or the sports that we play. There are so many. And as part of the centenary, we released an iconic nation report where we actually talk about how standards have supported many of the icons within this nation. So the first ever standard produced was for the Harbour Bridge back in 1922, which is was to support, you know, the bolts that were going to hold the bridge together. And here we have the bridge still here, another icon for Australia.
Adam Stingmore is the organisation's General Manager of Engagement and Communications. He says many Australian citizens don't think about standards. Many are only recommended and not reinforced by the law. But he encourages consumers to consider buying products which meet Australian standards for their own good and the good of the community.
So we've done a bit of research on perceptions of standards in Australia from ordinary citizens. And while everyone in Australia expects that there's a standard keeping them safe almost every day, they don't know where they've come from. So our expectation isn't that every Australian will understand the details of every standard, but it would be good if when people are buying or building or thinking of new products or things in their own everyday lives, that they think about getting a product or a building that meets the Australian standards.
Mr. Stingmore says Australian standards have had to adapt to changes in weather patterns caused by climate change, particularly towards increased flood and bushfire risks.
So the amount of water that falls in a rainstorm is changing. The size and the density of hail and where we're getting big hailstorms, the bushfire risk that exists in every state in Australia is changing. So what we're doing is working with governments and industry to make sure that the standards that we have, that the planning controls that we have, are not only fit for the environment in which we live today, but the environment that we're expecting tomorrow.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.